Blog Talk Radio.
Yo! Woo! We back!
Yeah, we came back after all this time.
We back. It's been a long time. I shouldn't have left you. You don't know nothing about it. Yo! Welcome to Pick Up the Pieces with your hosts, Z and...
It's me, the Tam. I'm here.
Oh, boy. Man, it's been too long, man.
I know, it's been a while since we've been around. Y'all missed this? Did y'all miss
it? Did y'all? Was anybody out there?
Anybody out there? Anybody hear me? I missed y'all.
Anybody? Anybody? Okay, anybody? Nobody's out there. Oh, I missed you. I missed this. I missed us.
Don't ever
leave me.
Don't leave. Do 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 do.
Oh man. So, anyways, welcome to the show. We got a lot to discuss, so we just gonna jump into it. You know what I'm saying? How has your Black History Month gone so far?
Oh man.
Otherwise known as the 28 days a year. Where America pretends they care about Black people.
Man, it's going. You know, it's going. I've been trying my best. I don't know. I feel like I'm more aggressive right now for some reason. I don't know why. You know, I started playing because I'm Black, yo. Because I'm Black. I'm Black, yo. I'm playing out in the office. I didn't care.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't like them.
Right?
Shit. What is that noise?
It's Black History Month. This month to talk our shit.
If okay. I say something, and I should not get in trouble for saying this.
Dude, you know that's what I thought was going to happen when President Obama was elected, right? I thought we was all going to have a white slave.
You get one. You get a slave. You get a slave.
Hey, right?
I got one. I would have named it Pinky.
Mm-hmm. I was gonna give me a Becky and a Philip.
Oh, you know, I love that name, Philip. Philip is the generic name I use for, you know, everything.
Yeah, it's okay. I don't know. I don't really care that much about Black History Month, to be honest with you. You know, because I'm about that like 365, 24/7. So it's just another month. But I do enjoy scrolling up down my timeline on social media and seeing, you know, little things, little tidbits. I do, you know, every year I seem to learn about someone I hadn't heard of before. Or
oh, yeah, I'm really digging that.
Yeah, so that's always a good thing. I just wish that it was
I wish
more.
That it was, like, you know, more every day.
Yeah, I wish that the people who seem to have so much energy and passion during the month of February took that, you know, year round. Yeah, but, you know, it is what it is.
Okay, so I was holding back this bombshell. I got a question for the listeners out there. Here's the question for you. Now this is going to blow your mind. So here it is with you. Why does McDonald's Why does McDonald's support Black History Month if McDonald's is not good for to eat? Why does McDonald's support Black History Month?
Man, they're trying to get a check. They don't give a fuck. They hoping that somebody be like, well, look, they talk about Martin Luther King, so I'm about to go get me a double cheeseburger. You got to support them.
Oh, Lord. I want to apple pie.
Since it's Black History Month and they care about Black people, I'm about to get me three number threes, Super size. Yeah. Extra cheese.
Not that melted shit.
Ugh. Dude, I haven't had a like, honestly, I can't remember the last time I had a McDonald's hamburger. And the fucked up thing is, I could see the McDonald's from my bedroom window. There's a big ass McDonald's like right next to where I stay at, and I could see this bitch all like I could smell the fries. Like the first month I was here, I'll admit something to y'all. The first month I was here, I went to McDonald's. Because I could smell the fucking fries. I am ashamed. I'm so ashamed. It had been years since I went to McDonald's. And I got me some fries and one of them little Oreo sundaes. Man, them fries was good to the mug.
Fries and sundae?
Yeah, I ended up shitting that day. Mm-hmm, sure
ooh,
did.
When you need a bowel movement, you know where you got to go.
That shit went right through me. Like, oh, so 5 pounds lighter.
Out all your intestines and colon.
Right? Oh, yeah, it went right through me. Oh, boy.
Ooh.
Yeah, I try to stay away from the fast food, you know. It's not good.
You know, I have been doing really good staying away from the fast food, just not doing it. You know, sometimes I'll be like, I want it, but then I don't do it. Mm. But I'll be wanting it, though, because if I pass another taco truck, I'm going to scream.
You know, I never understood the fascination with taco trucks, and taco trucks are so popular out here. I don't get it.
Because it's taco trucks.
I don't get it. I'm a germaphobe, if anybody who knows. And my thing, I've always just been like, where the fuck is the sink? Like, where is the soap and water? How are they washing their hands? This dude just took my money. Nah, I'm good. Mm-mm. No, thank you.
Oh, you're not here for that?
Mm-mm, not at all.
Oh, man. It's a taco truck.
Yeah, I'm good.
You good off of the Taco Bell?
Yeah, but the thing is, I've worked in fast food when I was a young lad. And I know they do just as many disgusting things as what I assume is happening in the taco trucks.
Well, you know what? All I got to say about that is, that booty crust taco be good as fuck. I don't care what. He be tasting so good. I don't care what they put, boogers, whatever the fuck they back there doing in there, whipping up, putting on that grill. It's fire. Fire. Make sure you guys are logging into the Blog Talk Radio. I'm actually going to be logging in shortly so you can chat live with me. The
Yeah, you can talk about it with Tam.
Don't be talking all nasty, though, even though I want you to. You know I like that nasty talk.
Speaking of nasty talk, we were talking earlier about side chicks.
Oh, yeah, that was kind of a loaded thing that we was talking about. Mm. You know, I always have these questions that I want answered, and I like people to talk about things and tell me what they think. Why is there such thing as a side chick, and why is it so acceptable? Loaded on with that question, why is it okay that people, let me backtrack. Why don't people have trust in one another anymore? Is it because of this phenomenon of the side chick or the side man?
women. shit. That's a good one. Why is there no trust? I think there's still trust. Like, they're still trusting people. It's just, you know, you just run into fuck ups. Like, you know. Most of the women I've dated, they trusted me pretty well. At least they said they did. I don't know why, because I ain't shit, y'all. I hate shit. I don't know. I've typically trusted the people I've dated. until they gave me a reason not to trust. And then once they gave me a reason not to trust them, it was over. Cheated. I don't believe I've ever been cheated on. And if any of my exes cheated on me, let me believe that lie. You ain't gotta come and tell me. Nope, I fucked all you boys. No, keep that to yourself.
Okay, so.
But why is it so acceptable now? I think it's always kind of been acceptable that men would have multiple paramours. I think it's kind of been one of those. Because, I mean, I'm not saying it's right, I'm not saying it's wrong, but there was a time in our society where, you know, women were property. It still exists, just not to the same extent that it did, you know, hundreds of years ago. But women were property, and it was a status symbol to be able to acquire and maintain multiple women. So I think there are people who still hold on to those archaic views that, you know, oh, I can get multiple women, so that means that I'm a better type of man. But back then, it was more about maintaining and taking care of those women. Now it's just, I'm fucking a bunch of different women. And that's still seen as like a status. I remember a few years ago, one of my boys, he was telling me, he's like, yeah, man, you can't invest everything into one woman. You got to have you at least a couple sides, because you never know. Like, if you lose that one woman, then you ain't got no women. It's like, well, if I lose that one woman, I'm like, my entire being isn't about being in a relationship or having someone. So I think for some people that might be what it is, that, okay, you know, if I don't have a significant other, if I don't have a woman, if I don't have someone, then what does that say about me? Like, what type of man am I that I can't have someone? And then I think on the other end, and we discussed this previously, that there's a lot of shaming that goes into being single and not being in a relationship. So if you're a woman and you don't have a man who's interested in you, then there's something wrong with you.
Oh, most definitely. They try to make you feel like there's something wrong with you. And I don't know if men experience this either, but as a woman, people are constantly trying to set you up or say, hey, why don't you talk to Bill? Bill just came through here. Did you see him? You know, but when my mind is not focused on that plane, because this happened to me recently, they were like, well, did you see that guy? He came in. He was kind of cute. And I was like, I wasn't, you know, paying attention to that. I was, you know, I looked and I said, okay, well, whatever. Back to what we're talking about. Let's continue what we're doing. You know, it's, you know, stop trying to pester me. Or the whole thing is, oh, you've gotten into your 30s. Your time's running out. Time's a ticking. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think that should be pushed on any woman at all. You know, if I decide that I'm not going to have children and my time runs out, then that's my journey in life. Don't keep telling me I need to have kids all the damn time. Your time's running up. Okay, my time runs up and I don't have children? Oh, well, I've held enough babies. I've helped raise enough. It's not a big, you know, thing on my priority right now. If I wanted kids, I would have had kids by now, right? Yeah. So,
well, I think that the shame what ends up happening is women end up, you know, some women end up feeling the shame of, oh, I'm not in a relationship. So since I'm not in a relationship, I have to take anything I can get. So if that means, you know, I have to share this man with someone else, I'm going to do that because that's better than being alone, which is extremely sad. But I think that's why, I don't think it's really, you know, acceptable that, oh, you know, you're a side or you have, you know, side pieces. I just think it's one of those things where for some people it's like, I'd rather be a piece than be nothing at all. And, you know, speaking from the other perspective, I have, you know, from time to time, you know, messed around with a woman who, you know, in a relationship. And I think there was a part of it from my perspective where I was just like, like this dude's woman wants me. Like, I'm not proud of it, you know what I'm saying? But when I was younger, yeah, like if a chick was trying to get down and she had a dude, like I didn't care because I was like, that ain't my woman. Like, that's your fault that, you know, your woman is choosing out here being choosy. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I just think that as you grow up and you mature, like, that stuff doesn't matter as much. I think we talked about earlier how it says a lot about you as a person, you know? Like, there's some insecurity there. And that's really what all of this is about, you know, your insecurities, your own failures.
But why is it becoming so commonplace, especially it becoming more acceptable and commonplace for men to do? Because you can listen to it in the music. I was up in the club and I saw your girl and I was like, ooh, I'm a getter. For real, though?
Yeah. I mean, I think there's always been something to the whole I'm a steal your chick. I think that's something that always existed and always will exist, honestly. But, yeah, I don't think that it's – see, like, I've always been of the – and you know this about me. Like, I've always been of the mind that there's nothing new. Like, nobody's doing anything now that wasn't being done 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 1,000 years ago.
True.
Like, I feel like this is stuff that's always happened, always will happen. So I don't think that the whole side piece phenomenon is something new. I just think that we talk about it a lot more because, yeah, we talk about everything a lot more than we did before. I mean, you have social media and you have to, like, honestly, I love social media, but I also hate it because it's like, people feel like they have to talk about something because it's there, you know, but they don't really have anything to say. So, you know, you fill up that space with unnecessariness.
Mm. You know?
So I got to talk about it. I got to have something to say. But do you? Do you really? I don't think we really need to hear about it. So, you'll have people who talk about the fact, oh, yeah, I'm sleeping with her man, or, yeah, I fucked this chick, you know. Like, and I'm not going to sit up here on my throne because, I've messed with women who were in relationships. And I remember, you know, talking to people like, yeah, dog, you know what I'm saying? I fucked this girl, bro. Like, I remember doing that, you know. Like, I thought it was funny.
Yeah, I can see it.
Like, oh, this dude, he over here cupcaking with this chick. He don't even know, bro. Like,
he don't even know. I'm just pounding it. I pounded it a couple hours ago.
Yeah, like, he don't even know. He had to, bro.
Bruh.
She left the babies with him. You know what I'm saying?
And he went to the mall. She wasn't at the mall.
She told him that she was kicking it with her homegirl. Man. Throw that back out. You know, so, you know, this is, so, and like I said, I don't think men are so much different than women. So I can imagine a woman being like, yeah, I took her man, or I hit her man. You know what I mean? So, yeah, we just ain't shit. We ain't shit. Human beings are terrible. We're the worst thing on this planet, honestly.
We're terrible.
Yeah, we're not good.
You know, human beings is terrible, and what we're doing to the land is terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Doja?
I agree. How's Doja? Doja be out there fucking with somebody else's man? Come on. Talk about it.
You know, Doja is chilling. You know, she just ate. She chilling. She ain't doing shit. She doing what cats do, and that's laying on her ass.
Man, cats are the worst.
Cats are worse. Are you fucking kidding me?
Cats are the worst. I hate cats.
I love people when they want to be.
No, cats are the worst.
They tell you shut up when they need to.
Yeah, like I said, cats are the worst.
Cats is not the worst. Like, if I don't want to be bothered and I want to sleep, she don't want to be bothered and she want to sleep too. right, Doja? Meow, meow, right? See?
Cats have so much fuck it in their system. Like, they...
It's because they have a lot of emotions. That's what it is. People don't like.
No.
It's because they got a lot of emotions. Like, you could call a cat, and the cat look at you like, fuck you.
Yeah, see, I need my animal to be like, you're awesome. I mean,
like, I'm so happy to see you. Where you been? I'm so happy to see you. Let's go play.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's exactly what I need for my animal. I've given you a place to stay. If it wasn't for me, you'd be living on the street. I need you to kiss my ass every day I walk in the house. And dogs do that. Cats, they act like they do you a favor by being there.
Oh, yeah. Like, she'll stare at her bowl and be like, I'm like, it's food in there. It's saying to me, bitch, fill my food bowl up. I don't care if there's food in there. What are you doing?
Fuck your life. Yeah, cats, like I said, cats are terrible. Cats are the worst.
They're so lovely.
No, they're not. They're not at all. They're the exact opposite of lovable.
She just so happens to just come by and say, ah, pet me, and then, like she's doing now, walk off and say, leave me the hell alone. I've got shit. But for real, though, let me ask you this question. I commute to work. You don't have that much of a commute, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about these driving up gas prices and the whole conspiracy about, you know, the gas prices went all low and then all of a sudden they hiked back up?
I mean, you know what it is. They do it every year. I don't know if people, every year, the prices go down right around Thanksgiving to get y'all out there to shop like the dumbasses that y'all are. And then once y'all get out there and shop, the prices slowly creep back up right around, you know, typically they creep back up around the new year. For whatever reason, it took a little bit longer for them to creep up this year. So they started creeping up a couple of weeks ago. But, yeah, I mean, that's what the government does. I mean, I don't even think it's like a conspiracy theory at this point. I mean, that's what they do every single year. And they will continue doing. Like, government does so much shit. It's just like, I don't know. People still be trusting this motherfucker. Like, man, I don't trust nobody in government.
The government listen to everything I say, and they be tracking on what I do. I'm going to call up the government and be like, hey, what's that post I posted 4 years ago when I was talking about
Hold on, let me check. Hold on. You were saying that you look like a motherfucking. And the government, man. I don't even. Like, honestly, at this point, like, sometimes I make a joke, like, oh, you better quit talking that stuff. They don't come get you. But, dude, at this point, the government knows, like, don't nobody give a fuck. Like, they do shit out in the open, in public, and motherfuckers still be like, so? What you gonna do? Like, nobody cares. Like, we don't have the time to really go into all the shit that the government does that's so fucked up and so shady. I mean, you just look at unfair sentencing laws. You look at the preschool to prison pipeline for young black males. You can just look at the unfair sentencing. You can look at the fact that women, in particularly black women, don't mean shit to this government.
Of course not.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you look at domestic violence, like even the fact that something could be called domestic violence, like if I punch you in the face, I'm liable to do less time than if I got into a fist fight with just some random guy. You know what I'm saying? But because they can call it, oh, it's domestic violence, you know what I'm saying? Somehow that gives some type of justification and I get off with a warning for whatever reason. You know, for lack of a better term, it's just sickening. You know what I'm saying? It really is. But that is the world we live in, you know? And nobody really gives a fuck, you know? No one really cares.
That they got whatever shit that it is that they need. Hey,
yeah.
We can live blissfully and live in all our ignorance.
It's just
so much to take on, and then you get so worked up, and it's just. I just have to stop thinking about all this shit.
Yeah.
Because then you think about it too much, and then it comes out in your whole behavior and how you respond and act, and people at work. It's just I've been like, can you do this? Tell me, what do you want me to do that for? What do you need me to do that for? Oh, is it because I'm black? That's what all of them say. Is it because I'm black?
Yep.
Oh, why do you come up here and talk to me? You say, oh, hey, girlfriend. Why do you talk to me like that? Have you ever heard me on my phone say, hey, girlfriend?
Oh, man. Why are we starting that conversation so late? Dude, was it just today? I opened the door and, you know, a couple were coming out. A white dude and his chick or whatever. And, you know, it don't even have to be like, oh, it's a female or, oh, you know, whatever. Like, it was just, you know, two people were coming up to the door. Let me just hold it open. I hold the door open. Of course, the motherfuckers are like, thanks, bro. And I'm just like, bitch. Like, that's all I could think about because I was just like, I don't know. That shit just offends me whenever a white dude calls me bro because I'm just like, motherfucker, you... I'm just so angry. Like, if it was anybody else, I wouldn't be bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not your bro. Don't call me that. White people who are listening, don't call black people bro unless they're your bro. If they're not your bro, don't call them bro. That shit, does that, like, I don't know, man. That shit just bothers me. And you know what? It don't even have to be white people either. Like, when I go to Safeway and I'm buying some shit, fucking cashier, black dude. You cool as shit with the white dude. Like, oh, how was your weekend? Oh, that's great. Oh, yeah, yeah. All right, sir. Here goes your change. Have a great day. Yeah. Man, let my black ass get up there. Then he's like, yeah, what's up, bruh? Oh, you got you some peanut butter? Oh, you about to make peanut butter? Yeah, motherfucker said my dude. Like, really? Where's your manager? Like, I'd be so, like, really? You can't use professionalism with me? I guess one thing, if you just unprofessional. Like, I've been places. Like, I remember when I was in high school, I worked at KFC. And one of the fucking cashiers, this motherfucker was so fucking East Oakland. Like, he was hella ghetto just for no reason. His brother came in there and was eating a burger. This motherfucker's bagging up somebody's food. He reaches over the counter like, come on, let me get a bite. Takes a big-ass bite of this motherfucking sandwich while he's bagging up somebody's two-piece and a biscuit. I'm just like,
no.
Yet, motherfucker got a big-ass mayonnaise stain on in the corner of his mouth. I'm just like, oh, this motherfucker is not going to be here long. Like, he don't give a fuck. He's just here to get a check. I'm just like, but,
I mean, hey, some people are just.
Yeah, so, like, if you that dude where you just hella unprofessional or whatever, like, all right, I fucks with you. Like, that's who you are. But don't sit up there and be hella professional like the white dude. Then when I get up there, it's like, you know, what's up, motherfucker? You got peanut butter and shit? All right, right, right. You know what I'm saying? It's just hella disrespectful. Anyways. Damn it, why'd you get me into that so late? Where can the people find you?
People follow me on Instagram _the_Tam TAM.
Right, and you can follow me at ZOLUWASEYI on Instagram and the Twitter. And special shout out to all of our fans who liked our Facebook page. Like, I really appreciated that.
We appreciate.
Yeah, we appreciate the love. And to my son, Daddy loves you. Peace.